Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Ben Roy later on. Ben's based in Denver, right?
Yes. All right. He was in LA for a while, wasn't he?
He was what?
Did he live in LA for a while?
I think he did.
Yeah, he might have relocated briefly.
Yeah.
When he was shooting that show on True TV.
Those Who Can't.
Yes.
Teachers.
He's sober, right? I think Ben's sober.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had a problem, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he sober just alcohol or does he get high?
I think he might be occasional weed guy.
Okay, occasional weed guy. Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty open about his mental health issues
on the social media.
Yeah. It was on this date that Ed Jenner administered the first vaccination against smallpox.
Yeah,
against
look what happened then.
So he started autism.
Yeah. All that.
It was also on this date that the Lewis and Clark expedition left St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, did they?
To explore the Northwest. Which came first? The first vaccination against smallpox or the Lewis and Clark expedition?
Oh, Lewis and Clark was early 1800s.
Yeah, but smallpox.
That had to beat the smallpox.
You would think. I think he's sucking us in.
Yeah, I'm going to say smallpox.
Because you think he sucked us in?
Yeah. Because I think I some of that medical science stuff goes back further than you think.
Right, especially smallpox.
You know?
It's not polio. That was the 20th century.
They had smart guys way back then.
They did.
I didn't see this coming.
No.
Lewis and Clark for the vaccination.
The much older. Yeah.
You know what sucks?
So you're still reeling?
Todd is totally right that Lewis and Clark should be the answer. And if it's not, it should be.
Yeah.
If it's wrong, it still should be right.
I'm going Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, doing it to be the opposite.
No, I really do. I really do think that smallpox it probably happened in the late 1700s.
I think Craig sucked you in, and he sucked us in, and
maybe
we're gonna go with it.
Maybe.
No, I think he sucked us in. I'm gonna say Lewis and Clark also.
It does seem like a trap.
It always is, yeah. Bastard.
So Todd, are you locking in?
I'm gonna say Lewis and Clark, but I'll be more mad if I get sucked in and say smallpox. So I'll take the loss at Lewis and Clark. Then now I'm trying to rationalize losing. I'd much rather lose taking my first thought than lose switching.
Talking yourself out of
yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Three Lewis and Clarks, one small.
So you're trying to rationalize yourself being right, even if you're going to be wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You got to feel good about being wrong. Todd is correct.
Yes.
In that the Lewis and Clark expedition left St. Louis, Missouri in the early 1800s. Like that was 1804.
04, okay.
Yeah, 1804. Ed Jenner administered the first vaccination against smallpox on this date in 1796.
Sucked us in. Did it work? Did it work?
Yeah, we don't have to deal with smallpox as much anymore.
I was right then.
Yeah.
That's some fist-pumping win right there.
That's a big win, Puss.
Yeah. I'm counting mine as a win.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, it's a loss.
Yep.
That has been eradicated for the most part. I don't even think you get a smallpox vaccination anymore.
Yeah. See?
I
never got a vaccination. Yeah.
It's herd immunity.
I've never had it.
God, that felt good.
It was only 8 years difference.
Yeah, the buffalo herd.
Yeah, and I've never understood the Lewis and Clark, like discovering places where people already live.
Yeah, that's
we discovered this.
It's Columbus.
Yeah, you're my house.
It's Columbus. People were already here.
Yeah, get credit for the first white guy.
That's
yeah,
what
you're the first
but
white
it should
guy.
Be called that. It's not called the first white guy. It's called Lewis Clark.
They gathered a lot of information for us.
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
There. Oh, they did. They did, yeah. No.
They explored yeah, but, the whole Louisiana Purchase.
But they were the first ones to say, hey, this stuff's here.
Right.
And, I mean, in hindsight, I don't blame the natives for not saying, hey, we're here, because we kind of rolled in and screwed that up.
Right.
And Tyler, celebrating a birthday today, is Miranda Cosgrove.
Oh. iCarly.
Oh.
Craig and I are creeps.
You knew that she was going to be hot when she was nine?
No. She wasn't that young when we first saw her.
No. She might have been.
I don't think so.
She was on that show originally. It was the two boys' brother.
Oh,
sister.
She was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
What were those guys called?
I don't recall. Not the Sweet Life.
No, the other dudes.
Zach and Cody?
Oh,
No.
Drake and Josh?
Yes
Drake
yep.
and Josh.
She was their younger sister.
My kids have been watching that recently.
But Craig and I fell in love with her during iCarly.
Yeah.
By the way, a great kids show.
Drake and Josh.
That show's actually
been
a good kids show.
Yeah, I would much rather watch that one.
I'd watch iCarly all day.
She would have been about 14 in the Drake and Josh years.
Yeah, well, either Drake or Josh is in real trouble now.
Yeah. iCarly, really? She was
a teenager in iCarly.
Yeah, the
she was making $200,000 an episode or something.
The
crazy.
Show ended when she was 19.
Yes, it did.
She's now 27.
27 now. Is she?
Oh, good. I thought Who's Older was coming. I'm like,
friend,
I can't deal with this after that loss.
Her friend that shows in the Fappening.
Yes.
Yeah. yeah.
Has she done the transition like Maitland Ward did to porn?
No. She's doing one of those Saturday morning shows.
Oh, she saved her money. She was making a fortune on that
show.
Yeah,
she's doing one of those Saturday morning
shows.
She's
smart. She went to college and got a big degree somewhere.
She was also a voice of one of the kids in all those Despicable Me movies.
Oh, really?
She's probably got a pile of cash from that.
Yeah. In 2012, she was listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the highest paid child actress on television.
Right. She was making a fortune. Mm-hmm. And that I yelled out iCarly sad, but my daughter loved that show when she was younger. So
it seems like you had an affinity as well.
Oh, I left it on. That one and the blonde chick, the hot blonde chick on the where the baby talked. Charlie.
Meg. Family Guy.
No.
Debbie Ryan, maybe?
Yeah, I've never heard.
She was Jessie.
Yeah, she was hot.
Jessie was old enough where you could just be like, she's hot.
She was hot.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Nick.
See, when my kids were watching that sort of TV, the ones you could tell were going to be hot, I remember Melissa Joan Hart.
She ain't hot, though. I never thought she was hot.
And Hillary Duff.
Mm-hmm. Hillary Duff is pretty hot. I'll give you Hillary Duff.
And I'm with you on the first one as well,
yeah.
Todd.
Oh, yeah. Always liked her.
So you may remember that Axl Rose got into a little beef, Twitter beef, with the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, and Mnuchin actually answered him.
Right.
I mean, let people do what they're going to do.
Right.
Just shut the hell up. And you may also remember that when Trump went to an Arizona factory that's making coronavirus face masks, that the guys in the factory were blasting Guns N' Roses' version of Live and Let Die.
Right. That's right.
Now, Guns N' Roses has a new T-shirt available.
What's it say?
It's a black shirt. Imagine that. It says in large font, Live and Let Die with COVID-45.
Yeah. Good.
Nice. Oh.
Good.
Shots fired.
Good.
All the proceeds going to the Music Cares Foundation. Helping those in need in the music community.
He lied. People died.
Crazy. And I'm amused by, guess what? I'm amused by Weird Al.
You know his parents are dead?
Yeah.
That's what you hear.
Yeah. He's an amusing guy.
Apparently a lot of people.
Unless he sings.
Well.
I got nothing but love for Weird Al.
A lot of people and a lot of comedians doing a video sing-along.
Oh, they like him, yeah.
Eat It.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Classic.
Let's
see. Using that term loosely now.
Totally
Bob Odenkirk, David Cross, Jack Black, Sarah Silverman, Patton Oswalt, Weird Al.
Why?
Put on by.
Why Eat It?
To benefit the Lyft organization that helps families break the cycle of poverty.
Okay, well, that's good cause.
Al Yankovic tweeted the video and wrote, "There is no problem that cannot be overcome. when you get a bunch of celebrities together to sing something.
I like that line. That's awesome. You're right. Because there'll be right-wing people pissed that they're going this, so I'm with them. I'm with Al on that. Good for him.
Yeah. Hey, he's involved, too.
Right.
I was amused by that.
Oh, we have a correction that somebody sent me the other day, and it was a correction that I am correct when we were talking about Johnny Cash.
Don't remember.
We're talking about Johnny Cash and where he recorded his
Folsom
prison.
Right.
The song was Folsom Prison Blues.
Mm.
It was recorded at San Quentin.
Yeah.
So let the record show, I am right.
You are.
You talked me into thinking I was wrong.
Sorry.
But I was right.
Okay.
Folsom Prison Blues song, San Quentin venue.
Okay.
There's a picture out there going around that looks like Johnny Cash in F Me boots leaning up against a tree. Is that him? I know it sounds completely weird, like you're tripping, but I did see it yesterday.
Does that go with the Johnny Cash in the bush?
That's such a great picture with the cake, just high as hell.
Iconic photo.
That's a real photo. People are arguing whether this is real. He's leaning up against a tree, and he's basically got big chick boots on. That really looks kind of freaky, like it's a fetish thing. I don't know why.
Okay, I had to see that dude
being into some weird stuff.
I had to look this up, Todd. We were both right, because Johnny Cash did do a record called Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
yeah, he did.
So I knew, I was going to say, that was a really famous record.
Well, I love it when everybody's right.
I know.
Google Johnny Cash and FB Boots.
Again?
Yes. Yes.
It's saved under your favorites.
Right, it's in your favorites, I'm sure.
Puss wore them once. Looked like a baby deer walking in them.
Ones that you saw.
Yeah. Well, we made them in public.
I saw that.
Yeah, oh, you did?
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
As part of the Men's Health 2020 Sex in America survey, people were asked if they are gay or if they identify as straight. People in their 20s, 79% said that they identify as straight. People who are 50 or over, 91% said that they are straight.
One of those groups is lying.
Yeah.
It's the older group.
Are you gay? No. You want to be for half an hour?
Yes.
That stuck to the tape.
Won't take that long, Nick.
Both of you.
Now, 29% of the straight identifying 30-somethings said that they have been attracted to people of their own gender. 10% experimented sexually at least once.
Queers. Unless it's chicks. Unless it's chicks and it's hot. That's going to go away. We're going to be old men and maybe dead too, but that's one thing. People are just going to not care. They don't care now. No. Young people do nothing. They definitely don't care.
Well, there does seem to be more of a stigma. Like if a girl makes out with a girl, then that's hot. And if a dude makes out with a dude, then he's like gay for the rest of his life.
It's totally. He's usually gay.
It really bothers you.
There is a stigma there.
They do say that people may just be more willing to openly discuss being gay. Yeah.
That's a lot to it.
Who cares?
Because I'm sure a lot in the older group are a bunch of Mike Pences.
Right. Oh, of course they are.
And probably experimented.
They are, they're at the lemon party.
Right, but they're ashamed of it.
Right. It was one penis.
That stuck to the tape, too.
I'm just counting.
Keep talking.
They were also asked how often they watch porn.
Porn.
A lot.
Yeah.
15% of women in their 30s watch porn 2 to 3 times a week. 33% of men in their 30s watch porn 2 to 3 times a week. Otherwise, and overall, 8% of us watch porn every day. 16% of us 2 to 3 times a week. And 35% of us never.
Liars.
3% of us prefer not to answer.
Oh, so they're always watching porn.
They're always watching it. Because they're busy. They're busy. I'm not answering that.
Answering that question would detract from my porn viewing.
I have no time for surveys. Right. I'm watching porn.
That would interrupt my porn.
And then there's, you know, a handful of people in the single digits that, you know, watch it once a week, 2 to 3 times a month, once a month.
We're 2 to 3 a week because of here and at home. I mean, it is what it is,
yeah,
you know?
We're 16%ers.
Yeah.
Well, we got to do part of it, a little research.
But even then, if we don't look at porn there this week, I mean, it's 7 days, I'm looking at porn something.
Yeah, at least 2 to 3 times a week.
Easily.
Yeah, I mean,
show prep.
Not ashamed of it.
I'm right in front of the computer.
Right. You know? Yeah. Right. You can use it for other reasons.
I'm right there.
You can use it for good.
All right, Joel.
Hey, Paul, he's not ashamed to be gay.
Hey! Paul is gay guy.
I haven't heard out of him in a long time.
No.
Good for Paul. He shouldn't be.
He calls that a Lincoln, too.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
No problem, Paul being gay.
You never see it coming.
No,
that's the
never.
Best part.
It goes 3, 6, 8 months sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's always lying in wait, though.
Do you do butt stuff at least once a week? Is another one of the questions.
With other people?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, who are you looking at?
That's not part of the question, nor is it part of the answer.
So, yes.
Yeah. You're wiping your
butt. At least once a week, they say, do you do butt stuff? And 13% of men in their 20s do, and 10% of women in their 20s do.
We had an emailer early in the show. I don't know if this is their first foray into it, but saying this COVID thing has been a sexual renaissance he and his wife.
Well, you want to get her pregnant,
yeah,
right?
That's right. As a pregnancy prevention measure, butt stuff.
Yeah. He could use condoms, but he went right to the butt. I love that. I love that.
That stuck to the tape, too.
I love that he told his woman, you know, I could use condoms, but I'm going to talk her into butt stuff.
Well, you'd have to go out for that.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's more fail-safe than condoms, because condoms are, what, 99%?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, less than
stuff.
That.
Yeah, butt stuff, 100% effective.
100% effective.
Now, 14% of men in their...
All right, you talk me into it.
14% of men in their 30s apparently do butt stuff at least once a week. 7% of women in their 30s. And then 2 and 3 times the number of women... men 2 or 3 times the number of women do butt stuff at least once a week, apparently.
I love the phrase butt stuff.
No, no, it's one of my favorites of all time.
There's sexually, there's nothing else. It's not like front stuff or mouth stuff. It's butt stuff.
It is. I think it should be a t-shirt that says butt stuff.
Wear that one in public.
I'd wear it.
What's public?
Yeah. Right. Well, that's a good point, Nick.
What is
public?
Right.
We were talking last night. My son, our youngest son, I don't think he's been in public in 2 months. It's like my daughter's gone to the store with my wife and stuff. This kid's just been, you know, nowhere.
He's not killing animals in the backyard or anything, is
not
he?
Not yet. I don't know. Today's the last day of school. He's going to have some free time.
Yeah, his last day of school for my kids also.
And apparently 15% of people across all age groups have had a sexually transmitted infection, is what they say.
That's probably higher, because people aren't going to answer the question because they're afraid that somebody's seeing the list.
Yeah, or they don't know.
Right.
Yeah, that number is
Anything less than COVID's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, 15%, that's low enough that you're... probably not going to get it, right. anything from somebody, but it's high enough that like there's a decent chance.
Oh, yeah. It's only syphilis. It's only herpes.
Oh, yeah. From here on out, unless it's deadly, you're going, whatever. Yeah,
it's a minor outbreak.
Yeah. I was stuck in house for a year.
Even the full-blown AIDS has a pretty high
survival
rate these days.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't want it, but you're right.
Yeah, you don't want to get it, but it's not as bad as it used to be.
You really don't want to get any sexually transmitted
disease.
But some of them are curable.
Yeah.
You know.
Like the gonorrhea and the syphilis.
Take a pill, rub a cream, and you're good.
Yeah, those are fine. Yeah. The scabies, a little cream, gets rid of them.
Is the clap still around? You never hear about the clap.
Well, the clap is a general term for chlamydia or syphilis. That's just a general term.
I thought it was its own thing.
Kind of an umbrella term.
Yeah.
I think gonorrhea falls under the clap classification.
Right. Chlamydia.
Tyson Foods cutting prices on some of the beef that they are selling to supermarkets and restaurants because of the fallout of the coronavirus. They produce about a fifth of the nation's beef. They're reducing some of the prices after disruptions at packing plants led to a surge in prices. They plan to cut prices on ground beef, roasts, and other beef products by as much as 20 to 30% on sales to restaurants, grocery chains, and other customers. They want to keep beef affordable, they say.
And pass the savings on to us?
And they got to keep working.
That depends on the people that are selling it to us directly.
And you can work there and get sick, and we're not going to report it in our state.
I'm aware of someone who...
Well, that way it didn't happen.
Right.
If we just ignore the problem...
It's a miracle.
It will go away.
It's going to go away. Still says that.
That's the great heartland way of dealing with, like, family issues.
I love the poorly...
Like, domestic violence. If you ignore that, it just goes away. It's amazing how if you just ignore something, it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of someone who works full-time at a grocery store, seeing people every second of every day... Dealing with them at a register,
right?
And most of those people don't come in with masks.
Nope.
A lot of those people pay with cash.
Yep.
And so they thought, oh, I'm going to try and get a test. I'm going to find out what's going on. I've been working hours and hours, weeks, full time. All these people around. I'm going to see. I'm going to try and get a test. I heard I could get a test.
Okay.
I was told. Anybody can get tested anytime.
We're told that. I see people still on Facebook saying that to people because they're buying what the leader's saying.
Yeah, right. And you think someone in this person's position would say, you deal with the public a lot. Sure, we'll get you in.
Right. So they went online and went to the proper place and said, hey, I'd like to get a test. And they went through the questions and said, yes, I work with the public all day, every day, and with cash and this and that and the other thing. And they say, you may not have a test.
No.
Right.
Oh, why would you?
You don't get one. What?
Craig.
You don't get one.
I just don't believe it.
Yeah. Anybody can get a test anytime.
They can.
Unless you ask for one.
It's what I heard, anyway. I'm pretty sure I heard somebody say that.
I've seen
anybody can get a test anytime.
You're not on social media. There's still people buying into that on social media, too.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I think you just got to take a shot of bleach and hope for the best.
We're going to call here.
All right.
Talk to Nakia. Am I pronouncing that right? Nakia?
Yep, Nakia.
Okay. What you got?
Oh... So I work for Douglas County Health Department in the STD control office. So I'm pretty savvy when it comes to STDs and HIV. So just point of clarification, the clap is specifically gonorrhea.
Okay.
And Douglas County's got twice the national average.
Yeah, we've always had.
We've been a league leader for a long time in that.
Yeah.
It's nice to be the best at something.
Yeah.
Number one. We're number one. Yeah. Clap is
good. We're not number one, but in the Midwest.
All right. We're number one in the Midwest.
Oh, we're regionally.
I mean, for gonorrhea for sure. And we've had nationwide there's been a resurgence of most STDs, but Douglas County's, it's pretty consistent with the nationwide averages.
So the clap is gonorrhea, but not syphilis or chlamydia.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Specifically, the clap.
We got to stop that. Right. We'll stop spreading that bad information.
Yeah. Well, actually, I agree. It wasn't Nick. It was me.
Do you happen to know who is number one? What county is number one in the country, and how we could do better?
DC's pretty high. Chicago's pretty high. I mean, you take a look at like your bigger cities, they're
right.
going to be higher.
How about per capita? Are we number one?
No, we're not. I mean, I know it's kind of disappointing, but I don't want to negate the fact that Douglas County is not the place to make assumptions about anybody. I mean, I've been in this field for like 15 years, and it's what I do, it's what I know, and oddly enough, it's what I love.
Right.
But we've been in this situation for a long time.
Oh yeah, we were number one in chlamydia. All these the clap 4 or 5 years ago. Remember this story?
Yeah, remember reading that.
Yeah, right. All right.
I mean, it's been over 10 years that Douglas County's been kind of a hotbed of
hotbed
infection.
Of clap. Yeah, all right. The hotbed of clap.
The hot lap.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Our HIV rates are pretty consistent with the nation average of like 1%.
Okay.
But definitely, we've got the safest way to say it is we've got twice the national average of gonorrhea rate.
Twice.
And per capita, like that's, I mean, we're a small town. Like you take a look at the South, and the South as in general is more disproportionately impacted by these infections than pretty much anybody else.
Yeah,
but we're pretty consistent.
All right.
Yeah, I'm happy to be your guys' point of reference for
all things
junk funk.
Junk funk. I like junk funk. Oh, yeah, please. Please.
Yeah, well, junk funk pays my mortgage.
Well, we tend to talk about it a lot here, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please keep in touch.
Yeah, I do quite a bit, and I've always thought maybe I should give you guys a holler and
correct us.
Yeah, we need it.
You should do that on a more regular basis.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I can... Happy to do that. Take care, fellas.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, junk funk.
That was great.
Yeah.
More good information.
Yeah.
That we need. We'll take more good information.
Well, from experts.
This is not COVID.
Like an expert in the field.
Oh, that.
Although,
yeah.
Actually, we're shooting up the
they
COVID.
They don't know.
We're shooting up with COVID, too, by the way.
Yeah. That's good.
Ben Roy.
Let's get our numbers up.
Yeah, get our numbers up. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.